That was Francesca Battistelli. Yeah, if we're honest. You know, if we are honest, we all struggle. We all have problems. We all have weaknesses. We've all failed. We've all messed up. We are talking with Debbie Griffith. Debbie will be with us on October the 1st for the Praise Network Women's Conference. Debbie, we are so looking forward to you coming out here to Sparta for the Women's Conference on October the 1st and all that you have to share. I think what I really like about your program, Everyday Matters, is that you're so real. You know, we touched on that before, but you're sharing real life stuff, and you're going to be bringing more of that with you, right?
Absolutely. One of the things that I love most in life is everyday people, like my everyday self, and to encourage others to know how much God loves them right where they're at and not where they should be, because we'll never be where we should be. And when we get past that, I should be like this person, or I should be doing more of this, and no, you're loved where you're at, and then discover the gift he's given you so you can celebrate that, but then discover the gift someone else has that you may not have, and rather than be jealous about it, celebrate. Celebrate that person. So one of the things I'll be talking about is the reason we need to release and replace. Release the covet and jealousy and replace with celebration, celebrating the gift of somebody else and then finding what God has given us to celebrate. And when you come away with that kind of new thinking, you have so much fun, you have joy, because you're looking at someone saying, you know, I can't bake, but you can, so I'm going to celebrate that. And I love that you bring cookies over at Christmas, but I'm going to celebrate that I'm a communicator and a storyteller, and that you just like listening to me share my heart and share an everyday adventure that didn't go so well, but it was sure funny how it ended up. Mm-hmm. So that is what's going to be really fun about this conference.
You know, I have so much more to share with our listeners and with my friends of the things that I've done wrong and messed up and the things that I can't do and just the humor in that. I guess God's just given me a good sense of humor because I mess up so much. But yeah, that's how we deal with it, and accepting ourselves and all of our brokenness and allowing God to work through us. Anyway, and in spite of that, Debbie, I'm sure there are women listening right now saying, you don't know my life. You don't know my circumstances, my brokenness. You don't know how messed up my life is, my marriage, the struggles that I'm having with my kids, my finances. Speak to that woman right now. Encourage her.
First of all, I would absolutely say, as you're listening, you are not alone, and there is always hope. You are not alone, and there is always hope. God loves you right where you're at. I have been through a season myself of anxiety and depression, debilitating anxiety attacks where I couldn't leave the house, and I did have to go on medication, which was very challenging for me because I was always okay with telling others, it's okay that you go on medication. But my testimony, I wanted it to be where I said, but I didn't have to. My faith, well, in faith, I chose to let God use medication in my life. My parents got divorced after 44 years. It was one of the most painful things, and still is a process of me accepting and forgiving. My husband had cancer, and we didn't have insurance at the time. I mean, I have four boys, three teenagers, one is 21. Do you think that has just been a cakewalk? Absolutely not. But I love my boys. God loves them even more, and he's shown me how to be a better mom by letting it go to him, and shutting my mouth is probably my biggest challenge, and not, you know, yelling out what I think they should know and understand and accept. And so I can identify with women that are listening. I've had so many unfortunate people and friends that have had marriages that they've left for another woman or another man even. And so I get it. I get that life is hard, but in its difficult places, there is a good God who promises that all things, not most or some things, but all things will work out for the good because we love him and he loves us. And it's a promise. He's a redeemer, and he's one that's looking for restoration no matter what has happened. And that is the message of strength, and the power of laughter will definitely be a part of this conference.
Again, Debbie, we are so looking forward to you coming out to Sparta on October the 1st for the Praise Network Women's Conference. Again, our speaker will be Debbie Griffith from Everyday Matters, who's been our guest today. Also, recording artist Sherry Kagey will be with us, so we're looking forward to that. And gals, we sure hope that you can join us, and you can find all the information and how you can register on our website at praisenetwork.com. Again, that's praisenetwork.com. Debbie, we look forward to seeing you October 1st.
Absolutely. So the Women's Conference for the Praise Network, Saturday, October 1st. Debbie Griffith, fun, encouragement, knowing that you will have a blessed, great time. God loves you right where you're at, not where you should be, and you're not alone. There is always hope.
Good word. Again, thank you, Debbie. That Women's Conference coming up Saturday, October the 1st here in Sparta. Find more info at praisenetwork.com.